Everything for us, where? In Christ.
因为在以弗所书里，我们能够看见神已经为我们成就一切，是在哪里成就的呢？是在基督里。
Everything was in Christ.
一切都在基督里。
He chose us in Christ Jesus.
他在基督里拣选了我们。
That we might receive the sonship through Christ Jesus.
让我们在基督里借着他能够得着儿子的名分。
Everything is through Christ Jesus.
一切都是借着基督耶稣。
The redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Everything is in Christ Jesus and through Christ.
赦罪，一切都是在基督里，并且是借着基督。
And has given us this wonderful inheritance, which is Christ Himself.
神给了我们这个美妙的基业，就是基督自己。
And then his goal is to gain the whole earth. Things that are in heaven, things that are on earth, to head up everything in Christ Jesus.
神最终的目标就是要使一切，凡是在天上的、地上的，都在基督、元首基督里同归于一。
Don't think the Lord is going to give up this earth.
你不要以为神要放弃这个地球。
No, no. This earth is too precious.
这个地太宝贵了。
That's why the Lord in his second coming is coming back to this earth.
所以主第二次来的时候，他是回来这个地上。
And he's going to establish his kingdom on this earth.
而且要在这个地上建立他的国度。
And he's going to rule on this earth in this millennial kingdom.
并且要在这个地上，在千年国度里，在这里掌权。
And we, if we are faithful to him, we will inherit the earth.
我们如果对着他是忠心的，我们也会承受这个地。
We have to see the goal.
我们要看见这个目标。
The goal is to regain this earth.For his kingdom.
对，神的目标就是要重得这个地，为着他的国度。
No wonder the Lord taught us to pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
难怪主教导我们祷告说，愿你的国降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Do not forget this.
不要忘记这个。
Because we will inherit the earth.
因为我们确实要承受这个地。
And we will rule over the nations with him together.
而且我们会与基督一同在这里做王掌权。
And we will possess the earth.
我们会承受这个地。
Wonderful.
非常美妙。
Then the book of Ephesians revealed to us that Christ will do it not by himself but with the church which is his body.
而且以弗所书让我们看见基督会执行这一切，不是凭着他自己，靠着他自己，乃是与教会一起。
If God is going to do it through Christ by himself, by Christ himself, it's already done, and he could have come back long time ago. He didn't even have to go up; he could just start to rule on this earth.
如果神只是要基督一个在这里掌权，在这里重夺国度，那根本太容易，他已经成就了。
Today.Christ as a man is sitting on the throne.
今天身为一个人，基督正坐在宝座上。
That means he is more than qualified to rule over the whole earth already.
他已经够资格在这管理全世界了。
What is he waiting for?
他究竟在等什么？
He's waiting for us.
是在等我们。
His body.
他的身体。
That is why Christ as the head over all things.Is firstly given to the church, which is his body, in chapter 1.
所以在以弗所书第一章，神把基督赐给教会为万有之首，是首先赐给教会。
But his body is not cooperating.
但是他的身体没有与他合作。
His body didn't even know what the head wants.
身体甚至不知道他的头要的是什么。
And it is not growing in all things into the head.
而且没有凡事长进，连与元首基督。
Still rebellious.
还在这里悖逆。
Yeah. You do your thing, I do my thing.
你做你的事，我做我的事。
You have your view, I have my view.
你有你的看法，我有我的意见。
You have Singaporean way, I have, I don't know what kind of a way I have.
你有你新加坡的办法，我有我不晓得我自己的办法。
What about you?
你呢？
Well, we all have our own way.
我们都有自己的路。
Not his way.
却不是他的路。
Nobody listens to him.
没有人听从他。
Then how is the Lord going to really fulfill His will?
那主要如何真正来遵行完成神的旨意呢？
Satan will say to the Lord,
撒旦会向主说，
You cannot even head up the members of your body.
你连你自己身体的肢体都没有办法在这里掌管他们。
How are you going to head up all things, things in heaven and things on earth?
你还要在这里做万有的元首，天上地上的元首。
How many saints are here in Singapore?
你们新加坡教会有多少的圣徒啊？
Peter, about approximately 300-400?
三四百人。
Lord, you cannot even head up 400 people. How can you head up all things in heaven and on earth? You tell me.
你连四百人都没有办法在这里做他们的元首，你要做万有之首，要叫万有在你里面同归于一。
可能吗？
Is it possible?
Is it really possible?
真的做得到吗？
How about you? What do you say?
你呢？你怎么说？
You should say, yes, it's possible if we cooperate.
你要说是做得到，如果我们肯与他配合同工。
If we are willing.
如果我们愿意。
If we want to learn Christ.
如果我们要学基督，
If we want to put off the old man and put on the new,
要脱下旧人穿上新人，
If we want to gain and be filled unto all the fullness of God within us,
如果我们要得着并且被神一切的丰满来充满我们，
Then it's possible.
那就可能。
It is possible.
真是可能的。
But it depends on you.
但是要看你愿不愿意。
Are you for yourself or are you for His will?
你是为着你自己还是为着他的旨意？
Are you a person pleasing yourself and others or are you one who aspire to be well pleasing to God?
你是要讨自己和人的喜欢，还是你有这个心智，我要得神的心？
Are you going to live yourself?
你要活你自己？
Or are you going to put on the new man and live Christ?
还是你要穿上新人活基督？
All of these, you have to ask yourself what you want.
这一切你都要先问你自己，你究竟要什么？
So the body of Christ, we are the body of Christ.
所以我们是基督的身体。
Not your body.
不是你的身体。
Not our body.
不是我们的身体。
It belongs to Christ.
这个身体属于基督。
Meaning to say he is the unique head of the body.
也就是说他是身体独一的头。
And in chapter 1 at the very end, it describes his body as the fullness of him who fills all in all.
第一章的末了说、yeah. 他的身体是那充满万有者的丰满。
I don't want to ask whether the church here is filled with Christ or not.
我不要问你这里的教会有没有被基督充满。
I want to ask myself.
我要先问我自己。
Am I filled with Christ?
我有没有被基督充满？
Am I daily gaining Christ?
日过一日，我有没有得着基督？
Am I aspiring to experience Christ in all the riches?
我有没有这个心智，我要经历基督一切的丰盛。
And how do you do that?
你要如何来经历？
If you don't see Christ in the whole scripture,
如果你没有在整本圣经里面看见基督，你要如何经历？
Right. So the body of Christ, the church is very important.
所以教会基督的身体是非常重要的。
And in this song that we just sang,
就像我们刚刚所唱的
Only if the Lord could gain such a house, the dwelling place, and the holy temple of the Lord.
唯有当主能够得着这样的一个圣殿，神的居所。
There will be the manifestation of His kingdom.
才会有他国度的彰显。
Then the Lord can rule.
然后主就能掌权。
He is sitting on the throne, but His kingdom is in a big mess.
他正坐在宝座上，但是他的国度却乱七八糟。
How can that be?
怎么可以这样？
How can he come back?
他怎么能回来?
How can he rule?
他要怎样在这里掌权?
Then I will tell the Lord.
那我就要告诉主。
Yes, you're the king.
是的，你是君王。
Sitting on the throne today.
你今天已经坐在宝座上。
But what about your kingdom?
但是你的国度呢?
How come nobody listens to you?
为什么都没有人听你的话?
So you want the Lord to come back, right?
所以你要主回来，对不对？
What for?
回来做什么？
To judge us?
来审判我们吗？
How can the Lord rule without a kingdom?
没有国度，主要怎样掌权？
That is why I've been saying again and again and again, year after year, you have to see that the church is God's kingdom today on this earth.
所以年过一年，我一再的重申，你要看见教会今天就是神的国度。
And if it is indeed the kingdom and Christ is the king, then you have to submit to him.
如果教会真是神的国度，基督真是这里的元首，那你就要顺从他。
The church must be a righteous kingdom.
教会必须是一个公义的国度。
Peace and joy.
有和平喜乐。
That's what Paul said in the book of Romans. The kingdom of God is firstly righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这就是保罗在罗马书所说的，神的国是公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
How about that? This must be a wonderful kingdom.
这肯定是一个美妙的国度。
Are we like this?
我们是这样的吗？
We all need to learn.
我们都要学习。
So, that is why. Tomorrow we will see there is a chapter 6.
所以明天我们会看见还有第六章。
Yeah, we are not there yet today, right?
今天我们还没有到那里。
But tomorrow we will see.
但是明天我们要来看第
六章。I don't know if you all appreciate chapter 6 or not.
我不晓得你们喜不喜欢看第六章。
You will only appreciate chapter 6 if you are conscious of the spiritual warfare.
如果你对属灵的征战有意识，你就会宝贝第六章。
But if you are not conscious of the spiritual warfare, you just see trouble, you trouble them. You don't care, you will not appreciate chapter 6.
但是如果你对属灵的征战没有意识，你只是看见这里有难处，那里有混乱，那你就不会珍惜第六章。
Chapter 6 is a matter of the kingdom.
第六章是说到国度。
To take over this earth from the usurping hands of the devil.
要从这个撒旦篡位的这个手中把国度夺回来。
For that the Lord needs the church as his kingdom today.
要做到这件事，主需要教会作为他的国度。
And that's why we are not only members of the household of God or members of the body of Christ, but we are citizens of the kingdom.
所以我们不仅是神家里的人，不仅是基督身上的肢体，我们也是神国度里的子民。
Yeah. Everybody says, oh yeah, our citizenship is in the heaven, as if, well, I'm living in a foreign land one day.
我们大家都说，哦，我们的国籍是属天的，将来有一天我们就会去那里。
No.
不。
No. The kingdom is now and today.
国度是现在，是今天。
Then the Lord can take the earth.
然后主才能把这个地夺回来。
Then the Lord will come back.
然后主就回来了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Right, we finished chapter 2, right?
我们已经看完了第二章。
Now let's quickly take a look at chapter 3 together, right?
我们快快地来看第三章。
Amen. Paul again, he was very burdened for the mystery of God's will.
保罗对于神旨意的奥秘，他有非常重的负担。
And he said in verse 2, I already mentioned that he's a prisoner of Christ, right?
他说到他是为了做了基督被囚的。
That means whatever he did, he had no choice, but he has to do it. He's a prisoner.
也就是说他是一个囚徒，他没有选择。
If indeed you have heard of the dispensation, the plan, the purpose of the grace of God,which was given to me for you.
量比你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我。
Right? The Chinese says what?
职分。
职分， yeah. And?
有
okay, 托付的职分。Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just want to know what the Chinese says. Which was given to me for you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already.
用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的。
The mystery.
这里有一个奥秘。
You have to really see that.God's plan was hidden in the past. That's why it was a mystery hidden before.
你要看见在以前神的计划是隐藏的，所以它是一个奥秘。
And Paul says in the previous chapters he already had written.
保罗说我以前已经略略写过。
Yeah, in chapters 1 and 2, right?
就是在第一和第二章。
By which when you readYou may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
Right, there is a mystery.
这里有一个奥秘。
It depends on you whether you are seeking or not.
但是能不能知道它是要看你有没有寻求的心。
You have to realize that God's plan is not simple.
你要知道神的计划不是那么简单。
He is the creator of the universe.
他是宇宙的创造者。
If you look at this earth alone, you would realize it is not simple.
如果光是看这个地，你就已经知道不是那么简单。
How can building up the church and having his kingdom on this earth be simple?
所以要建造他的教会，要有他的国度，怎么可能那么简单呢？
It's a mystery.
这是一个奥秘。
Meaning to say, if you're not seeking,You will not know.
也就是说，如果你不寻求，你就不会知道。
But we can know.
但是我们能知道。
How?
如何知道？
Like Paul said, by revelation.
就要像保罗所说的，是借着启示。
We need revelation.
我们需要启示。
That is why in chapter 1, Paul prayed for a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以在第一章，保罗为着这个来祷告，就是要我们有智慧和启示的灵。
Our natural wisdom is not adequate.
我们天然的智慧
Sorry.
对不起
Sorry.
是不够的。
You may be very intelligent.
你可能很聪明。
You may know so many things on this earth.
你对这个地上的事情有很多的认识。
But concerning heavenly things,
但是关于属天的事，
No one is naturally intelligent to know.
没有一个人是天然天生就晓得的。
Even the Lord said, if I told you of earthly things, you don't understand, how much less if I tell you of the heavenly things.
主说，我把地上的事告诉你们，你们尚且不信，何况是天上的事呢？
No one knows except him who came down from heaven.
天上的事，除了他从天降下来的这一位，没有人知道。
So the only way is by the spirit of wisdom and revelation given to us.
所以唯一的办法就是借着所赏给我们的赐人智慧和启示的灵。
Naturally
天然来说呢，
We just like to read books and search meaning and Greek and Hebrews and so many theological writings in the past.
我们天然的人只是喜欢看书、找资料、找知识啊，解经家怎么说？希伯来文、希腊文。
Maybe we can get some help in that.
或许我们能从这些得到一些帮助。
But if you don't have a praying spirit in your heart to say, Father, reveal your plan to me.
但是如果你没有一个祷告的心说，父啊，求你把你的旨意启示给我。
I need revelation.
我需要启示。
Enlighten the eyes of my heart to see. Right? To see.
照明我心中的眼睛，使我能看见。
Remove the veil.
把帕子除去。
If you don't do that,
如果你不这样祷告，
yes, you may understand many things.
或许你能够理解很多的事。
But you will not see God's dispensation.
但是你没有办法看见神的计划。
And it will not change your life.
而且它也不会改变你的生活。
Only by revelation, your life will be captured.
唯有借着启示，你的人生才会被主得着。
But if you just know objectively some knowledge,
如果你只是在客观上有一些的知识，
okay, you know, so what?
OK, 你知道又怎样？
Your life will not change.
你的人生不会改变。
But if you see that thing,
但是如果你真的看见这个东西，
your eyes is open,
你的眼睛被开，
the eyes of your understanding of your heart is open,
你心里这个悟性的眼睛被开启，
you'll be changed,
你会被改变。
Paul changed,
保罗改变了。
But if you just know, you will not change,
但是如果你光是知道，你不会改变的。
I've seen a lot of people who knows, but they don't change.
我看过很多有知识的人，但是他们没有改变。
I don't want to be like that.
我不要做这样的人。
But you can only change if you really see what it's all about.
但是只有当你真的看见了，你才会被改变。
That's why Paul says, by revelation he made known to me the mystery.
所以保罗说这里是借着启示，把这个奥秘让他知道。
That is why for Paul he had no choice.
所以保罗说他没有选择。
Whether you like it, you don't like it, it's up to you. But Paul had no choice.
你喜欢或者不喜欢，这个是你的事。但是就着保罗来说，他没有选择。
Because he saw it.
因为他看见了。
If you just have the knowledge,
如果你光是有知识，
you may change your mind one day.
有一天可能你会改变主意。
Because for some reason you may say, well, now I don't see, I see different today, or this or that. You'll have a lot of reason to change your mind.
因为为了某种原因，你可能有一天就会改变，说今天我觉得不是这样，我改变主意了。
But if you saw the revelation,
但是如果你看见异象，
if there is a revelation,
如果你有意向，
有启示，有意向。If you see it,
如果你看见，你有启示。
It's hard for you to change.
你就不会改变了，不会改变你的主意。
If you put away the revelation of the Lord, what are you going to hold on to?
如果你把主的启示挪去了，你要掌握，你要抓住什么？
So Paul says.In verse 5, which in other ages, this wonderful mystery of Christ, in other ages was not made known to the sons of men.
所以在第五节保罗说，这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道。
As it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets.
像如今借着圣灵启示他的 圣使徒和先知一样。
Revealed by the Spirit.
借着圣灵启示出来。
How wonderful.
何等奇妙。
If you want to see,
如果你要看见，
not just to know in the head,
不光只是在头脑里知道，
but to see,
而是要看见。
You need revelation through the Holy Spirit.
你需要有圣灵的启示。
Otherwise, your knowing will have no result.
否则你所知道的不会有结果。
It will not affect your life.
它不会影响你的人生。
But if you see it,
但是如果你看见了，
you will have no choice.
你就没有选择。
Unless you says no, I don't want that, then it's up to you.
除非你说不，我不要这个，那是你的自由。
Right. So it is revealed by the Spirit to His not just apostles and prophets, but holy apostles and prophets.
借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知，不仅是使徒和先知，而且是圣的。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Remember the word holiness, right?
记得这个字，圣。
That we should be holy and without blemish.
我们要圣洁。
What was this mystery?
这个奥秘是什么呢？
Paul didn't say, oh, that everyone will be saved by believing in Jesus Christ, the gospel. No, no, he didn't say that.
保罗并没有说，哦，这个奥秘就是所有的人借着信。信耶稣基督就得救。
No, because he saw the whole purpose of the plan.
不，因为他所看到的是神的整个计划。
That the Gentiles, the nations, should be fellow heirs.
这奥秘就是外邦人是同为后嗣。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Paul was concerned about the inheritance, the heirs.
保罗在这里所关注的是这个基业，还有承受基业的人。
You have to understand Paul being a Jew in the old covenant age. Gentiles are nothing. We are the heirs. We are the people of God.
你要明白，保罗当他还是在那个身为一个守旧约的犹太人的时候，他所看见的是我们是犹太人，我们是神的子民，外邦人不是。
No part of this heir, inheritance.
对于神的产业，外邦人没有份。
Well, Paul really changed completely.
保罗真的彻底改变了。
Peter didn't change that quickly.
彼得还没改变得那么快。
Peter didn't change that quickly because he didn't fully see yet, right?
因为他还没有完全看见。
But Paul saw very clearly.
但是保罗看得非常清楚。
That the Gentiles will be fellow heirs.
他看得很清楚，外邦人要同为后嗣。
Even of the same body.
甚至是同为一体。
Wow, it is even closer than just co-heirs.
Wow, 同为一体比同为后嗣更加的亲。
That's why Paul revealed that in the body of Christ there is no Jews, no Gentiles.Nothing, but Christ is all in all. It's a new man here.
所以保罗能启示说，在基督的身体里，没有犹太人、外邦人，都是在基督里是一个新人。
I am not convinced that many of us, although we know it mentally, that we have that consciousness. No more I. No more.
我没有这个把握，虽然我们很多人对这个是有一点知识，但是我们不是真正的。能够认同说不再有我。
In our consciousness, or we are still Singaporean, you know.
在我们的意识里， Singaporean. 我们还是觉得我们是新加坡人。
Singapore. Really? P-O-R-E, I didn't say P-O-R, no. You said it, I didn't say it.
是你说的贫穷的新加坡人，我没有说哦。
I didn't say it, huh? Okay.
我没说啊。
No.They said it.
是他们这几个说的。
Okay. Then if it's poor in spirit,
他是说我们是灵里贫穷的新加坡人。
But don't be poor spiritually.
但是属灵上不要做贫穷人。
We have to be rich in Christ.
我们要在基督里是丰富的。
In your consciousness,
在你的意识里
you're still Chinese, right?
你还是一个华人，对不对？
You celebrate Chinese New Year.
所以我们过农历年。
We have no consciousness that we are a new man.
我们却没有这个意识，我是一个新人。
And you have to realize this new man is not you, not me, but Christ is all and in all.
而且你要觉悟，这个新人不是你我，乃是基督，他是一切。
This is the mystery of Christ.
这就是基督的奥秘。
And partakers of His promise in Christ through the gospel.
同盟应许，这乃是借着福音，我们得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。
What a wonderful gospel.
这是何等美妙的福音啊。
His promise. God's promise is so wonderful.
神的应许是这么的美妙。
2 Peter chapter 1, Peter mentioned about, wow, all the promises was given to us.
在彼得后书第一章，彼得说到，神一切的应许已经赐给我们了。
And Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, all the promises of God in Christ is a yea and amen.
保罗也在林后第一章说，神所有的应许在基督里都是是的，都是阿们。
If you want to know all the promises,
如果你要知道神的应许
Read from Genesis to Revelation
你就要从创世纪一直念到启示录
Not just from Matthew, okay
不只是从马太福音开始
I have to remind you many, many times that portion from Genesis to Malachi is not called the Old Testament by the Lord Jesus Christ nor by the apostles
我要一再地提醒你从创世纪到马拉基书这一部分主耶稣和先知们都没有说这个叫做旧约
It's called what?
这个叫做什么
The scriptures
叫做圣经
The holy scriptures
这个叫做圣经
And Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 All scriptures is the breath of God inspired by God
保罗在提后三章十六节说，圣经都是神所默示的
，and is profitable，
对我们是有益的。
For so many prophets, profitable in teaching, rebuking you, correcting you, and to show you the way of righteousness, etc.So many prophets, you're going to write off the Old Testament.
为着教导我们、督责我们、使我们学义，都是有益处的。所以他是说圣经，但是你却要把这一大部分删掉吗
？All the promises.
神所有的应许。
In Christ.
在基督里。
Of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of His power.
我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。
Paul didn't say that. Oh, Gamaliel taught me.
Who?
Gamaliel.
Oh, 保罗没有说是加玛列教导我的。
Or Peter and John and James who knew the Lord Jesus.
或者彼得、雅各、约翰他们教导我，他们认识主耶稣。
No, in Galatians he said no.
不，保罗在哥罗西啊，在加拉太书说不是。
But it's by revelation of the Holy Spirit.
乃是借着圣灵的启示。
And it is according to the gift of the grace of God.
乃是照着神恩典的这个恩赐
and by the effective working of his power
也是照着他运行的大能
otherwise without power we cannot do anything effectively
如果没有神的大能我们就没有办法做什么事情
we can only damage we cannot effectively build up
我们只能破坏却不能够有建设性的这个建造
You want to serve God
你要服侍神
You have to realize you need this gift of the grace of God
你要知道你需要神恩典的这个恩赐
And you need the effective working of His power
而且你需要他这个大能的运行
Without His power
没有他的大能
I don't care what we do.
我不管我们做什么。
And who we are.
或者我们是什么。
It doesn't really matter.
都不重要。
Nothing will happen.
没有事情会发生。
That's why we serve and serve and serve and serve. At the end it amounts to nothing.
所以我们一直在这里服侍服侍服侍却没有结果。
Yeah. May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿主怜悯我们。
Then...Paul continued to say, To me, who am the biggest, greatest apostle of all.
保罗接下来说，赐给我就是这个最大最有本事的使徒。
Did he say that?
他是这样说吗？
Well, we have heard people saying, well, he's the only apostle.
我们曾听见有人说过，他是唯一的使徒。
And we also heard people who said we don't need any apostles.
我们也听过有人说我们什么使徒都不需要。
Both extremes are wrong.
这两个极端都是错的。
Because the gift of the grace of God is measured to everyone according to Him, not according to us.
因为神赐给每一个人的恩赐是照着他所量的，不是照着我们。
Paul did say that later on, right?
对，保罗接下来会提到是他所
量的。Unto each one is grace given according to that measure, right?
照着神所量给个人的恩典。
But Paul was humble.
但保罗是个谦卑的人。
And not only because he was humble,
也不仅是谦卑，
but because he realized that he was not worthy.
他真的是觉悟到他不配。
Because of his past.
因为他的以往。
If you don't have the past of Paul, you might think, well, you're very well educated, you have done so much, you're worthy to be one apostle.
如果你不知道这个以往，你会以为说，哦，你真是有本领，有本事，真是伟大。
Who am less than the least of all saints? I hope we can all say this from our heart.
我比众圣徒中最小的还小，但愿我们都能够从心里这样承认。
Because before the eyes of God,
因为在神的眼中，
we are nothing.
我们什么都不是。
And even the Lord reminded us by the words that He said, even a servant, after he has done everything, he should say, I am a very profitable. No? Unprofitable.
对，主也提醒我们，我们做了一切所该做的，应该说我们是很有用的仆人吗？不，应该说我们是无用的仆人。
Let alone the fact that we didn't finish anything.
还不要说到我们根本也没有完成什么。
We have finished nothing.
真的，我们没有完成什么。
做一半又要停下来了。
We just work halfway and we need to stop.
做不下去了。
We can't continue anymore.
算了，我不干了。
Forget it, I give up.
We are such people, right?
我们是这样的人，对不对？
Then Paul again says, was this grace given? That I should preach among the Gentiles the gospel of salvation.
然后保罗再说，他赐我恩典，叫我把这个福音传给外邦人，是不是这样子？
得救的福音啊 ，the gospel of salvation and redemption. Did he just mention that?
他是不是只提到救赎、得救的福音呢
？He talked about his gospel being what the unsearchable riches of Christ.
他所说的福音乃是指着基督那测不透的丰富。
Ask yourself many times, ask yourself,
你问你问 你自己，
What have I preached?
我所传的是什么？
Some knowledge of the Bible?
是圣经的一些知识吗？
Exposition of the Bible?
是一些的解经吗？
Or some even worldly advice?
甚至是一些属世的劝勉吗？
Or some moral teachings?
还是一些道德的 教导教训？
What is our preaching? What is the content of our preaching?
我们所传的它的内容是什么？
Okay, I don't care about what other people outside, okay, because it's beyond my control.
Okay, 我们不要讲外面其他的人，因为那个我们管不到。
But what about amongst ourselves?
但是我们当中呢？
Do we really share the unsearchable riches of Christ every time, every week.
我们是真的每一次每一周都在这里分享基督那测不透的丰富吗？
You know, when you read all the epistles of Paul, you must be impressed that he reveals so much, so many aspects of Christ.
当你读保罗的书信，你真的是要感惊叹说，这个人何等的认识基督，何等的丰富。
How did he help the problem church like Corinth?
他如何帮助一个有问题的教会，像在哥林多的教会？
In almost every chapter, he revealed different aspects of Christ to them.
在每一章里面，他都在那里启示基督的某一个方面。
From Christ the crucified in the early chapters, all the way to the second man and the last Adam.
从开始说到
concerning Christ.
被钉十字架的基督，一直到后面的新人，第二个人。他一直在那里启示，在那里说出基督的丰富。
For example, in chapter 5, he talked about Jesus Christ, our Passover lamb has been slain for us.
比方在第五章，他说到耶稣基督，我们的逾越节，我们的逾越节羔羊已经被杀献祭。
He is our unleavened bread, let us get rid of all the leaven.
他是我们的无酵饼，所以我们要除去一切的酵。
I will never have this thought in my mind to help a church who has so much problem and so much leaven.
我怎么想都不会想到有这样的教会，有这么多的酵在里面。
I will never thought about using the Passover lamb and the feast of the unleavened bread to help a church with so many problems.
Sorry, 我不会想到要用逾越节还有无酵饼来帮助一个有这么多问题的教会。
But Paul knew Christ.
但是保罗真是认识基督。
You may ask them to stop. Hey, don't do anything. Forget about all these things.
你可能
Let's start anew.
你可能
This will be maybe what I will say, right?
或者我可能也会跟哥林多的教会说，哎，停止，停止，不要做了，我们重新来过。
No, let's talk. Let's talk. 我们来 Let's talk.
我们来谈谈。
你以为谈谈机会没事了？
Do you think talking will solve everything?
How long have the United Nations been talking?
联合国在那里谈了多久了？
And you think they are not good talkers?
你想那些人不会说话？
They are the best talkers.
他们是世界一流的会说话的人。
But no problem was solved.
但是没有问题获得解决。
But Christ can solve the problem.
但是基督能够解决一切的问题。
In chapter 10,
在第十章
Paul talked about baptism crossing the Red Sea. The people of Israel were baptized into Christ, into Moses.
保罗说到犹太以色列人他们受浸归入摩西，就是过红海。
Even crossing the Red Sea, Paul see Christ.
甚至是过红海这件事，保罗都看见基督。
Even the rock that was smitten and they drank from that rock, he says that rock was Christ.
还有那块磐石被击打，他们喝从其中流出的水，那块磐石。
He saw Christ everywhere.
他说是基督。
What do you see?
保罗到处看见基督。你看见什么？
What do I see?
我看见什么？
I don't know. We see a lot of I don't know what.
我看见我们看见很多我不晓得什么东西。
So Paul is, I wouldn't say an expert, but God revealed to him these wonderful, unsearchable riches of Christ.
神把这个丰富又测不透丰富的基督启示给保罗。
That's why he said.To make all men see there, right? And his gospel is the unsearchable riches of Christ, plus to make all men see the church.
对，所以他不只是要传基督那测不透的丰富，而且要使众人明白看见这个奥秘。
Which is the church?
就是教会。
And he says, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church, And not just to people, but to principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
为要借着教会，使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。所以不只是人，还有这个执政掌权的。
A lot of people watching.
这里有很多人在看。
And a lot of angels watching.
还有很多的天使在看。
Good angels, bad angels, they're all watching.
好的、坏的都在看。
But you and I never thought people are watching, right?
但是你我
angelic being are watching.
我们都没有想到，有吗？有天使在看吗？
We are just conscious of our own two eyes.
我们只是知道我们自己两只眼睛在这里看。
I like, you don't like, he likes, and everybody is according to what he sees.
我喜欢他不喜欢，我们都是照着自己眼睛所看见的。
And Paul was talking about him, the church. The church is the eternal purpose which God has accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
对，保罗在这里是说到教会，是神在基督耶稣里所成就的。
Again, it's by Jesus Christ.
又是借着耶稣基督。
There's no other way.
没有别的路。
We take another way, it's not going to work.
如果我们选择另外一条路，那个是没有果效的。
Because in eternity past, in God's plan, that's the way.
因为在已过的永远里，在神的计划里面，就是这一条路。
If you use any other means and any other ways and methods, it's definitely not going to work. I'm sorry.
所以如果你用其他任何的方法、道路、办法，对不起。没有果效。
Sorry to disappoint you.
对不起，要叫你失望了。
And yet you must see that what else and who else is more capable to fulfill God's purpose than His own beloved Son Jesus Christ.
所以你要看见，除了神的儿子耶稣基督，还有谁，还有什么能够成就他的旨意？
No wonder we have been trying so hard and yet we failed.
难怪我们一直努力，那么努力，还是失败。
So may the Lord have mercy.
愿主怜悯我们。
And verse 12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him.
十二节，我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧。笃信不疑的来到神面前。
Hallelujah. Only if you see this.
只有当你看见这个。
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
我们的主耶稣基督。
With all of His wonderful, unsearchable riches.
还有他一切测不透的丰富。
And what He already had accomplished.
还有他所已经成就的。
Dwelling in us today.
都住在我们里面。
If you are so clear about this.
如果你对这个是这么的清楚，
you can invest your whole life in it and have a confidence that will work.
你就会把你的一生都投上去，而且你知道这个会有果效。
You will have boldness and access with confidence.
你就能够放胆无惧，笃信不疑。
Therefore, he said, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory.
所以他说，我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
You may be surprised that Paul has to go through so much tribulation.
你可能要很吃惊，保罗经过了多少的苦难。
He said that already in the book of Acts, right?
他在《使徒行传》里面已经说过。
We must through or go through much tribulation to enter into the kingdom.
我们进入神的国必须经过许多患难。
今天有没有患难呢？
Do we have tribulations today?
不要说没有。
Don't say we don't.
Maybe our tribulation is not from outside.
或许我们的患难不来自外面。
But our tribulation is from the inside.
我们的患难或许是从里面内部来的。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
Do not think that, oh, if we are doing God's work, there should be no problem, right?
不要以为如果我们做神的工，就肯定没有问题。
Since I was a graduate, just about graduating high school, about, I don't know, 50 some years ago.
我就在中学快要毕业，大概五十多年前的时候。
I have seen problems after problems until today.
一直到今天，我看见一波又一波的问题。
Tribulation after tribulation.
患难过后又是患难。
Not so much from outside.
没有那么多的患难是从外面来的。
But from the inside.
大多数是从里面来的。
That is why we all need to see Christ.
所以我们都需要看见基督。
We all need to experience Christ.
我们需要经历基督。
To live Christ.
活基督。
Day by day.
一天过一天。
Otherwise, we ourselves will become a problem.
否则我们自己也会成为教会的问题。
Amen. So, Paul made another wonderful prayer here.
在十四节开始，保罗又有一个奇妙的祷告。
The first prayer that he made was for revelation to see.
他的第一个祷告是为着要有启示。
Because you have to see, right?
因为你必须看见，对不对？
If you don't see, then it's very hard to do anything.
如果你没有看见，你要做什么都很难。
One of the hardest things to do is to convince people.
其中最难的一件事哦，就是要说服人。
But what can you do?
那你能怎么办呢？
You're going to force people to see, and now you can't.
你要勉强人看见吗？
No.
你不能这么做。
If you see, you see. If you don't see, you don't see.
你看见就是看见了，没看见就是没看见。
You can never force people to see.
你不能强逼人看见。
You know, if I'm blind and Cy Gwick wants to show me this cup.
如果我是个瞎子，而赛月要让我知道这个杯是怎么样。
Oh, she describes this as no, no, there's no cup there. I don't see anything.
她一直在那里形容，我说我看不见，我没有，我不知道这里有什么杯子。
I don't believe you, Cy Gwick.
我不相信你，赛月。
I think you're lying to me.
我想你是在说谎话。
No, come on, you're playing with me here.
啊，你在这里糊弄我。
It's because I'm blind.
因为我瞎眼。
That's why Paul prays that the eyes of our heart will be enlightened to see, right?
所以保罗祷告说要我们心里的眼睛被开启。
But after you see, there's another prayer.
那你看见之后呢？这里又有另一个祷告。
What was the prayer here?
这里怎么祷告的呢？
Again, he bowed his knees to the Father. I hope we all will do that.
他再一次在父面前屈膝，但愿我们也这样做。
We are very used to sitting down the chairs.
我们很习惯坐在椅子上。
But I don't think many of us are used to kneeling down before the Father, at least in your bedroom.
我不认为我们有很多人是常常在父面前屈膝的，尤其是在房间里。
There is something to bowing down. To kneeling down.
在父面前屈膝是有它的益处的。
That means you lower yourself before God.
就是说你在神面前认识自己是什么。
You humble yourselves before God.
你在神面前真是谦卑自己。
Because God resists the proud.
因为神抵挡骄傲的人。
But give grace to the humble.
赐恩给谦卑的人。
Paul says, I bow my knees to the Father.Of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我在父面前屈膝。
From whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named.
天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
No, that's really a tremendous great father.
这真是一个伟大的父。
What was the prayer?
那他祷告什么呢？
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. Wow, what a prayer.
求父按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫我们里面的力量，或者里面的人刚强起来。真是奇妙。
If I pray, I will never include the riches of his glory.
如果我在这里祷告，我不会提到说他丰盛的荣耀。
But in his prayer,
但是在保罗的祷告里，
he was so conscious of the riches of the glory of the Father.
他对父丰盛的荣耀有非常强的意识。
Because to be strengthened, you need these riches.
因为你要里面的人被刚强，你需要这个丰盛。
Paul was living in another realm.
保罗是活在另外一个境地里的人。
In a spiritual realm,
在属灵的境界。
In a heavenly realm,
属天的境界。
So he has a heavenly language.
所以他有一个属天的言语。
But when I pray, I just say, "Oh, strengthen brother so and so."
但是我祷告，我只能说你刚强某某弟兄。
Amen. That's it.
Amen. 就是这样了。
Not much to say anymore to the father, right?
那对父没有太多的话好说，对不对？
That we might be strengthened through his spirit in our inner man. My, even revealed in his prayer that we have an inner man.
借着他的灵，叫我们心里的人，里面的人刚强起来。所以在这个祷告里面，还让我们看见有一个叫做里面的人。
Firstly, he talked about the new man.
首先他说到新人。
Now he talks about the inner man.
现在他说到里面的人。
That means the new man must be in our inner man.
也就是说，新人肯定是在我们里面的人里。
And that needs to be strengthened.
而且这个里面的人需要被刚强。
Don't take it for granted. Oh, my spirit is so strong already.
不要把它当作理所当然。我的灵就是这样了，已经刚强了。
刚强是你的己，不是你的灵。
The one that is strong is yourself, not your spirit.
And even in his prayer, he even mentioned why we need to be strengthened.
他也提到为什么我们要被刚强。
That Christ, this wonderful Christ, may dwell, may make his home in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
Verse 17.
是要使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
Right, because in the regeneration, he dwells in our spirit.
因为我们获得重生时，他住在我们的灵里。
But he is not yet in our heart.
但是还没有住到我们心里。
Because in order for him to dwell in your heart, firstly you must be willing.
因为他要住到你心里来，首先必须你愿意。
If you're not willing,
如果你不愿意，
he will not force his way through your heart.
他不会硬来。
Because he gave you a free will.
因为他赐给你自由的意志。
If you don't invite me into your home, I will not butt into your house, bang.
你如果不邀请我去你家，我不会硬硬闯进你家。
Right?
对不对？
If I do, boy, I'm in trouble.
如果我真是要闯进你家，我就有麻烦了。
You wouldn't care who I was. You're going to call the police.
不管我是谁，
right?
肯定会打电话叫警察来。
The Lord will never violate you, your freedom.
主不会不管你的自由硬来。
Because the freedom was given to you by him.
因为这个自由是他赐给你的。
So firstly, you have to be willing to let the Lord dwell in your heart.
所以首先你必须愿意让主住在你的心里。
But in order for that to happen, your inner man must also be strengthened.
但是要有这个愿意的心，你的里面的人必须被刚强起来。
You need both.
你两个都需要。
Then Christ can make his home in your heart.
然后基督才可以安家在你心里。
By faith.
借着信。
Then you will believe. Amen, Lord. I believe. Come, dwell in my heart.
借着信，你就跟他说：“主，我信，你进到我的心里来居住。”
It's a marvelous prayer.
这是一个美妙的祷告。
And he didn't stop there.
而且他没停在这里。
The result will be that you being rooted and grounded in His love.
结果就是我们在他的爱里生根立基。
The love of Christ.
就是基督的爱。
Because for the Lord, for Christ to make His home in your heart, you have to have a loving relationship with Him.
因为你要基督安家在你心里，你必须与他有一个爱的关系。
The only way for you to let the Lord come into your heart is love.
唯一能让基督来安家在你心里的方法，就是你爱他。
Then you will be rooted and grounded in His love.
然后你就会在他的爱里生根立基。
And He didn't stop there.
保罗没有停在这里哦。
He's really wonderful.
真是奇妙。
Because He saw the whole purpose.
因为他看见神的整个计划。
Not just this point and that point and forget about the rest.
不只是这里一点那里一点，其他的都忘记了。
We always just measure one point here and that's it. Then one point there and then one point there. And you don't put all this together.
我们常常只是这里提到一点，那里提到一点，然后有些忘记了，也没有办法把一切连在一起。
That you may be able or be strengthened to apprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, and depth, and height.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
Amen. You need the strength to apprehend Christ.
你要明白基督，掌握基督，你需要有力量。
Because youIt's not just a matter of knowing, it's a matter of apprehending.
因为这个不只是知道的问题，这个是要去掌握得着。
The word there means to grab it for yourself.
这里就是说
It's a very strong verb.
你要把它抢过来拥有它。
If you're not strong enough, you cannot carry this out. Can you carry this home?
No.
It's yours. It's yours.
Too bad.
It's yours. Come on.
这个送给你
take it home.
是你的，你把它扛回家。
Take it home.
扛回去吧。
How about you help her?
你帮我。
Cannot share. Together.
只有一起。
But then, even together, you all need to be strengthened in the.
就是一起呢，你们每一个还是要刚强的。
Because if you're not strengthened, you don't even want to do it.
因为如果你没有被刚强，你根本都不要。
你不在意啊。
You don't care about it.
And Paul, at this point, he couldn't describe anymore the unsearchable riches of Christ. He can only show you the dimension, the height, the depth, the length, and the width. How is Paul going to measure that? How high is the height? How deep is the depth? You tell me.
保罗在这里已经词穷，他没有话来形容，他只能够说基督的高深长阔，有多高有多深，你怎样来量？
That means you cannot measure it.
就是说你量不了。
Because he talks about the immeasurable riches of Christ.
因为他说到基督那测不透的丰富。
We should not and never think we know everything already.
我们永远都不要以为我已经知道一切了。
Please.
拜托。
Because this Christ is immeasurable.
因为这个基督是测不透的。
You will never know him enough.
你永远也没有办法把他知道得透
的。The more you know,
不管你知道了多少。
The more you will realize you don't know.
你越是知道，你就越晓得，你真是不知道它。
When I was young, as a little boy, I said, "Wow, the heaven is just where the clouds is."
当我还小的时候，我看看天空，我以为，天堂
不是天呐、啊，空中啊，
对，天空啊，就是只有云彩那么高。
Later on, as I grew older, I found out, 哇，天上有天啊。
我长大了之后才知道天外有天。
Right. And there is even now the third heaven.
而且还有第三层天。
哇。
还有另外一个。
How are you going to measure it? You tell me, can you measure it? Nobody can measure it.
你能够测量它有多高吗？
And the scientists today, the astronomists, 哇。They are constantly discovering new galaxies even.
科学家还有这些啊天文学家，他们都一直在那里的发掘有新的这个银河系。
But you and I,
但是你我，
we have no capacity.
我们没有那个度量。
It's good enough. What I know is good enough.
我认识的已经够了。
Yeah, good enough.
已经够好了。
真的吗？够好了。
Really good enough?
It's not good enough.
不，不够。
That's why Paul says that we may be able to comprehend or apprehend with all the saints.
所以保罗说要和众圣徒一同明白。
What is the width?The length, the depth, and the height.
基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的。
Wow. Something that passes knowledge.
它是超越你的知识。
That means our Christ passes knowledge.
也就是说我们的基督超越我们所能知道的。
Yeah. And the result, wow, amazing. And that's not even enough. There's even more, right?
而且这还不是一切，还有更多呢。
That we, you, we all may be filled to all the fullness of God. Wow.
Amen. 便叫神一切所充满的，充满了我们。
What a wonderful prayer.
何等奇妙的祷告。
All of us must learn how to pray like this.
我们要学习这样的祷告。
To consider all these wonderful things.
来想一想这一切奇妙的事情。
You have to be a person who has the revelation by the Spirit in order to pray like this.
要做这样的祷告，你必须有借着灵所给你的启示。
Otherwise, we cannot pray like this.
否则我们没有办法这样祷告。
I think many times our prayer is, I don't know what we pray for.
我也不晓得我们很多时候是怎样祷告。
I've never attended or hardly attended your prayer meeting.
我几乎没有参加过这里的祷告聚会。
If you pray, Lord, fill the church in Singapore, unto All the fullness of God. How about that?
你有没有祷告？主啊，用你一切的丰满来充满新加坡的教会。
Amen. What about in Quezon City?
还有在 Quezon City.
Oh Lord, we have so much problem. Take care of our problem.
Oh, Amen. 我们有好多问题，你帮我们解决。Amen.
Oh Lord, we don't know how to do this. We don't know what to do with that. Oh Lord, help us. Amen.
主啊，我们这个也不会做，那个也做不好，你帮我们。Amen.
Oh Lord, yeah. What else?
主啊，还有什么？
That's it.
就是这样了。
Of course, you pray more than that, but we all have to confess our prayer.Is very poor.
当然，你的祷告不只是这样，但是我们还是要。
Are you thinking about Singapore again? That's why he's laughing. No, I'm not referring to Singapore, okay?
我不是说贫穷的新加坡。
Oh yeah, okay. Otherwise, you will say, "Ah, 苏弟兄在骂 Singapore." No, no, I'm not doing that. Okay.
他在骂贫穷的新加坡。
No. Only if we are filled unto all the fullness of God.
只有当我们被神的丰满所充满。
that God will fully get the glory, not only in the church, but also through Christ Jesus or by Christ Jesus.
那神就会得着他一切的荣耀，不只是在教会中，并且也是在基督里，或者是借着基督耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Not only in this generation, but to all generations.
不只是在这个世代，而是到世世代代，永永远远。
I hope the young generation will all rise up.
我希望年轻的一代都能够起来。
But we, the older generation, have to show them how to do it.
但是我们这些比较年长的一代，我们要让他们看见。
By being filled with Christ.
就是我们要被基督充满。
Not by being filled with knowledge in the head.
而不是满了脑海里的知识。
Because hey, when the young people see us doing whatever, they're going to learn from us.
因为他们是看着我们来学的。
So what we are will be reflected to the next generation.
所以我们的所事，下一代就会反映出来。
May the Lord really gain a glorious church in Singapore.
愿主在新加坡真是得着一个荣耀的教
会。And I say that from my heart.
我是从心里这么说的。
Trusting in the Lord to really do this.
信靠主来真的做这件事。
Don't be satisfied just to have a meeting Sunday and go home.
不要满足于就是礼拜天来聚会，然后就回家。
No.
不。
The church, remember what Paul says, is the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
你要记得保罗说，教会是那充满万有者的丰满。
Oh, don't tell me all the young people will not understand that.
不要说，哎呀，年轻人不会懂这个的。
谁说的？
Who say so?
是你说的。
It's you who said it.
他们可能懂得比我们这些白头发的更快啊。
The younger generation may know it faster than we who have gray hairs.
Don't underestimate them.
不要小看他们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿主怜悯我们。
This is not a conference.
这个不是一个特会。
And it's your choice that we should fellowship in Ephesians, right?
而且要交通以弗所书也是你们的选择。
Right. So may the Lord use this book to inspire everyone.
愿主使用这本书来激动我们每一位。
Amen.
Amen.
I think we stop here.
我想我们就停在这里。